Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Tuesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And speaking of The Athletic, we bring on our good friend David Ubben, who covers the Tennessee Volunteers for The Athletic. David, what's going on, my man?
Not much. Not much around Tennessee football.
Not a whole lot going on this time of year, unfortunately, with the situation going on in our country. You did come out with a very interesting article yesterday on The Athletic, just kind of going through the departure of Craig Fitzgerald leaving as strength coach from Tennessee, heading to the New York Giants. How much of an impact do you think that's going to have on the Vols football program as they move forward here?
You know, Tennessee's been pretty quiet, in the last week since they stopped spring practice and broke for spring break. We haven't heard much. But from my perspective, this feels like the worst possible time to lose a strength coach. When you're trying to operate a strength program remotely, when your players are strewn about the state and the country, trying to figure that out it feels like a monumental task. And so to have to change that right now makes it only more difficult. So I think obviously, and when you talk about filling that spot, it's going to be tough to do that just when nobody's really wanting to travel and everybody's kind of figuring out what's going on and adjusting to a new reality. So it feels like a pretty big deal. And, of course, Craig Fitzgerald is the guy that Tennessee fans and the Tennessee program wanted to keep around. The program, I can tell you, was pretty shocked to see him leave. I mean, we just a week and a half ago heard Jeremy Pruitt, kind of take a little bit of a victory lap that they were able to hang on to him this offseason. Even when we got some more calls, he seriously considered going to his alma mater, Maryland. Last year, Tennessee fought them off. There's certainly some innuendo surrounding Alabama after Scott Cochran left, and Jeremy Pruitt certainly implied that, and Tennessee was able to keep them. But now, at the worst possible time, he's gone, and so Tennessee's kind of left picking up the pieces and figuring this all out in a time that's literally unprecedented for college football.
Yeah, David, I like you asked Craig. What was Jeremy's reaction? I think his response was, that's neither here nor there, David. But it sounded to me like maybe he wasn't super happy about it, which I can certainly understand. It's terrible timing for something like this. This brings me to, I don't want to give you too much credit here, David, but I've got to give you a lot of credit because you always come up with great ideas and you've got this fan survey, which I thought was fascinating right now that, actually came out this morning, right? You and I have talked a little bit about some of the results, which are really interesting. And I think we'll probably podcast about this week, but to go back to that, the last thing I thought was one of the most interesting things, you asked Vols fans, what's your level of concern about the high level of turnover on the coaching staff? And actually you had, quite a few people on a scale of 1 to 5, 3s and 4s, you had what, more than,
more than half. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, even though that's one of those examples of like, there's going to be vocal people who are ticked off that you even bring it up. Like everything's great. No, there's nothing wrong with this. You can explain away every single one of them, but there are a lot of not as vocal fans who are like, yeah, I mean, it is a little bit concerning. I mean, if you're going to look at this program, with clear eyes here, that you've got to look at that and say, a certain amount of turnover is too much turnover.
Yeah, I mean, you have 11 position coach moves in 2 years, plus the strength coach, plus the loss of your director of player personnel, plus you're shifting your director of football ops. I mean, there's a lot of change, and that's, continuity is huge. Obviously I wrote that before the strength coach was gone, but, this is the thing. I think, those moves, there's not a, in terms of the position coach moves, there wasn't a ton that, were just knockout. Oh, that's a huge blow to the program. But like I said, it's about continuity and maybe this is a short-term thing. But 11 in 2 years is huge. And if you're sitting there, you know, in going into year five of Jeremy Pruitt's tenure, and he's had 23 coaching changes, I mean, this is an unsustainable amount of change. If that continues, it's hard for me to see the program being in a healthy place, you know, like I said, long term. So maybe you're sort of, you know, shuffling your feet and figuring out exactly where you want to push off and try to get the thing going. You know, from the sample size we have, certainly, like I said, the word that seemed to trigger people in the column was alarming, but apparently more folks are alarmed than you know, that I heard from in the wake of that column.
Yeah, I mean, look, at some point you got to have some continuity, a stretch of that in terms of your staff. I don't want to give away all the survey. There's a lot of really interesting stuff in here, but I think two things that probably surprised you the most. One, the most popular player currently, and that surprises me too, the result of that. And then also the sort of contrast between win the SEC and winning it all. Explain those two.
Yeah, so I kind of thought Trey Smith would run away with the favorite player. It's like, yeah, he's a lineman, but he's an intense dude, and every time you see a clip of him pancaking somebody, it goes viral, and Tennessee fans obviously love him, and then his decision to come back, you know, I don't think anybody was saying it was the same thing, but there were certainly some comparisons to Peyton Manning, and of course that helps when he directly quotes Peyton, you know, in his decision. But in the same breath, you know, he's an in-state guy, number one recruit in the country. He's lived up to the hype. He looks like an NFL guy. And then, of course, you know, how much he's put on the line to play for Tennessee. I thought he'd run away with it. Gets upset by a freshman from California who's played one season. I mean, that's unbelievable. Henry Toto'o beat him out by a single vote. So that's pretty amazing. Obviously, you know, Toto'o plays a more, I guess you could say, flashy position, just a position where you see a little bit more. But still, for a guy that played 1 year and had no connection to the state really at all, I mean, when he signed with Tennessee, he literally knew one player on the team, and that was Jordan Allen. So that's pretty crazy. And so, you know, I think it speaks to the impact that he made, the connection that he's made in 1 year. And then, of course, you know, you look at the gap between fans that thought Jeremy Pruitt could win the SEC and win the national title. I was shocked. So more than three-fourths said that they believed he could win the SEC at Tennessee, but only a quarter believed he could win the national title, which is very odd because, you know, I pointed this out. I mean, more teams in the SEC since the birth of the playoff have made the playoff than have won the SEC, which that backs up the idea that it's harder to win the SEC than it is to get in the playoff. But you've seen four out of the six times the playoff's been held, the best team to come in the playoff has been the SEC champion. They've had the number one seed. So it's odd that gap would be so wide. I mean, I feel like, you know, in reality, probably those numbers, either the first one, you know, the number of fans who believe they can win the SEC should probably be lower, and or I guess the ones who believe that he can win the national title here should probably be higher. But that gap of 50% is odd, to say the least.
This tells me the SEC is about to start stinking then.
Yeah, exactly. It's like maybe either, you know, they you know, the SEC is maybe better than people thought, or maybe Tennessee fans don't believe it's as good as maybe, you know, you generally hear. You know, the narrative of the SEC of being the greatest conference. If you're going to be able to win that league, you should be able to go into the playoff and have a really good shot to win that whole thing. But apparently, Tennessee fans did not see it that way. Many results in there that I was surprised by.
David Ubben, who covers the Vols for The Athletic, on the line with us. And David, last thing for you. How much do you think not having spring football and kind of the normal process of going about spring football will hurt Harrison Bailey and his development, and specifically how much pressure he could put on Jarrett Garantano to start this year?
I think it's substantial. I mean, I think he would have had an opportunity and to at least either win that backup job or push Garantano, and we haven't seen that. Because we only got obviously two practices. And so, you know, as a program as a whole, I think Tennessee's in an okay spot. You know, they're bringing back 17 starters. They're not making any big scheme changes. I mean, the teams that are rebuilding the teams that are making scheme changes, or the teams, you know, God forbid you're a first-year head coach right now, like a Sam Pittman or an Eli Drinkwitz, they're in some real trouble. I don't know what that's going to look like in the fall. Tennessee doesn't have to deal with any of that. So Harrison Bailey, it's a problem for him and the fans that want to see him start. We asked that in the poll, by the way. That number was pretty interesting. But the fans that want to see him start, you know, this is I wouldn't call it a death blow. We'll see what happens when the season comes around. But, I mean, any chance that anybody besides Garantano is starting day one, it's hard to see any other scenario at this point.
No doubt.
David Oven from The Athletic, who covers the Tennessee Vols, has been our guest here on Morning Drive. David, thanks so much for taking the time to join us this morning, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Right.
Thanks, David.
Absolutely. Joe, when we come back, obviously this is unprecedented times for everyone, but that also includes, you know, local SEC football teams around here who would normally be going through the process of spring practice. How should the Vols and Vanderbilt use this extra time to prepare for the upcoming season? We'll get into that next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.